Wir hören Daf Yud Gimel.
Yeah, so last Raya was, we want to say that Rav Paskin is like Rav Yehuda from this Braisa. The Tanya. Arba Osa Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos. And Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Arba Osa Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos. Is Alocha Mevarin Es HaKorm L'Pnei HaShabbos. You have to get rid of all your chametz before Shabbos. V'Sarfin Trumais, and you're supposed to burn the Truma before Shabbos. Like Poshim, you can't wait till usually, like Erev Pesach, to burn it in the morning, because it's Shabbos Erev Pesach. So therefore you have to burn your chametz before Shabbos. Now it says the Chiddush in the Braisa, for a Sarfin Truma is Tameis. You're allowed to burn before Shabbos any Truma you have that's chametz, if it's Tamei. So that's very good, because Truma Tameya, you can't eat it. So the din is you have to burn it anyway. Who are din Taluyas? Taluyas means you have a suffix if the Truma is Tamei or not. That the halacha usually is, hold on to it, don't burn it, you can't eat it. But here, that you're not allowed to eat it anyway, so you're supposed to burn it before Pesach, so you burn it before Shabbos. Now the chiddush is with tahoris. Even if you have truma tahor in your house, that l'chura is a mitzvah to eat it, but if you know that you're not going to have enough time to eat it before Pesach, so you have to burn it before Pesach, you're allowed to burn it, and you're supposed to burn it before Shabbos. That's what this braisa says. O mishayrin min ha-tahoris, but leave over from the Truma Torah, Mosan Shtei Sudas. Enough food, enough chametz to eat for two Sudas yet. Why? Because on Shabbos, then Friday night, you're allowed to eat chametz. You have to have a Suda Friday night. And then Shabbos in the morning, before the fifth hour of the day, you're allowed to eat chametz. So Shabbos in the morning, you'll have another Suda. So enough Mosan, enough chametz for two Sudas, leave over. K'dei lechol ad dalet shoyis. This is the Rilek of Yehuda. How long can you eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos here? The first 4 hours of the day. Mashma, after the fourth hour of the day, when it becomes the fifth hour, it's already osa to eat the chametz, which is like Rebbe Yehuda, now Mishnah. So you see clearly the stam b'raisa later that holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Not a stam, but the b'raisa holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Now divrei, this is the divrei Rebbe Elezer ben Yehuda, ish basusa. A person came from the city of Asusa. Shoma, he said over this halacha Mishum Reb Yeshua. That's what he said over. That before Shabbos, you're supposed to burn even Truma Torah. That's the Chiddush. Even though in the Mal there's a lav, you're not allowed to burn Truma Torah. Truma Torah, there's a mitzvah to watch it, not to make it tomei, not to destroy it. There's a mitzvah, but to eat it. But here you have no choice. I mean, you're not allowed to leave it in your house when it comes Pesach. Elamai, eat it up on Shabbos. You're leaving over enough chametz that you will eat. But if I leave over more than that, I know I can't eat it. Therefore, you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Omru loy, Sachamim told the ask back to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yehuda, Tahoris lo yisorfu. They say no. If you have truma Torah in your house, you should know you're not allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Why? Shema yimtzu lemoichlim. Because maybe on Shabbos you get new guests. Maybe your kohen will come to visit you on Shabbos, and you'll be able to give him truma to eat. So why? What's he had to burn it before Shabbos? Because you won't finish it. No, maybe you'll have a kohen come to you and you give it to him then. So he answered back, Omer lehem, they answered back, no. Kva bikshu v'lei motzu. Like we know exactly the kahanim that are around, and they all have enough truma to eat. They don't need our truma. So as far as we know, nobody's coming to us more. So we're only leaving over enough food that we could eat. And more than that, we have to burn. And Rashi says, Kvabik Shavle Motsu Klemer. Koma Shiesh Talavakesh Kvabikesh. Any person or any kern that I could give the truma to, I already asked them before Shabbos. To have a Shabbos layavo orchim, because on Shabbos it's not Shriach and Oruch should come and visit him. Ukva Yodeya Bokiyu be Oysan Shabir, Miyavi Etzloi. Elamai, the Kahanim that live in this city, he knows all the Kahanim that live in this city. And all the Kahanim said they already have what to eat. So Lamai said this Truma, he can't leave it around because he knows nobody's going to eat it. And when it comes on Shabbos in the morning already, after the fifth hour, he has to get rid of it. So therefore you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. That's the way they answered back. Omruloi, the Chama said back, no. Shema chutz l'choy melonu. You can never tell. Maybe there's a kohen that lives in the city. He lives in the tchum of the city, just on the other side of the chayim, on the other side of the wall, that you don't know of. But maybe you'll come on Shabbos. Therefore, they said, don't burn it before Shabbos. Rashi Lonu means Lashem Molin. Shema B'Teichat Tchum Lonin. Maybe there's a current, maybe came from another city, that he already slept inside the Tchum of this, of your city, and he'll come to you tomorrow. So therefore, hold on to this Truma. Omar Lehem, so they answered back to you, Ledivreichem, according to your Svara, that you're not allowed to burn any Truma, like Mamish, until right before Pesach, even if we have a suffix truma, we have a suffix if it's tar, suffix if it's tamei. Now the halacha usually with such truma is, you're not allowed to eat it because maybe it's tamei, but you're not allowed to burn it either. Because it's alive, you're not allowed to burn a truma. So the Reish says you have to just leave it alone. But he was saying, before Shabbos, he's moedi, you're allowed to burn it. Is the question why? Shema yavi eliyav v'yitarum. How could you burn it? Now before Shabbos, wait until Shabbos. Maybe on Shabbos Eliyahu HaNavi will come before Chatzos Hayom, before the 6th hour of the day, before it's Asa Banor, and he'll tell you that this chametz, this truma, is Torah and you're allowed to eat it. So why do you say Pshit, you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos? Even the Tliyos, a Suffolk truma, you should not be allowed to burn, because maybe Eliyahu HaNavi will come and he'll answer us all the Sveikis. Any Suffolk in Mitzias that we have, he'll answer for us. So he'll tell you if it's Torah or not. So how are you allowed to burn it before Shabbos? The teretz was, they answered back, no, that's not shver. Or the chom answered back, Amru loy, kva muftach lem li Yisrael. There's avtocha, there's a guarantee to Klal Yisrael, shein Eliyo bo, Eliyo anovi will not come, loy v'yarvi shabosais, v'loy v'yarvi yomim toivim. He won't come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Why? B'fnei HaTorah. Since though Klal Yisrael is busy preparing for Shabbos, he won't come then, because if he comes then, people will stop preparing for Shabbos, and they go to meet him, there'll be a zilzal like in Shabbos. So therefore, he doesn't come on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yom Tov. There also, we're talking about now with Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov. So for sure, he won't come on the Shabbos Eliyahu. Therefore, any Suffolk Truma, since you're not allowed to eat it anyway, you might as well burn it before Pesach. That's why you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Mashenken, he said, Truma Tahira, that you're allowed to eat. So what's the heter to burn it now on Friday, which is like 2 days before Pesach? Wait till tomorrow on Shabbos. Maybe tomorrow, Kohen will come, that we'll be allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, what are you going to do then if a kohen doesn't come on Shabbos? Shabbos morning, you can't burn it. There's a lot to burn chametz on Shabbos. So Teretz says, you'll be mavata b'liboy, and echanamim. For the Rashi says, if I make bittul before Zamani Surah, even on Shabbos, you could be mavata your chametz. So Melo, not to be over, Nisi the Rashi, I should not be allowed to burn this truma before Shabbos, but rather wait until Shabbos morning, until the 6th hour, and then you'll be the beginning of the 6th hour, and then right before that you'll be mevatlit b'liboy, and you won't be over nisid raisa. So that's the kasha. How do you let it burn it beforehand? Omru loy, they said back to them. Omru loy, omru, they said over then loy zos misham. They didn't move from this place. At shekov alocha kriab lezer ben yudim ish pasusim sheomar mishur meb yeshua. And to the Kaveya, the Alocha like them. Even though the Rabbanon had a kashra on them, how could you burn Truma Torah? But they answered back, no, the Alocha is you are allowed to burn it. The Alocha is like this man, the Yomrim, Kriyab Lezer ben Yehuda. So my love, Afidu Lechol, we have a Raya, we passed like this man, the Yomrim, even in the other punk that they said, that the two Sudis you do leave over, the Sudi you need Friday night, and the Sudi you need Shabbos morning, that much chomish leave over, you have to make sure to finish it by the end of the 4th hour. He said the first 4 hours of the day, that's when you could eat the chomish. But more than that, no. So that's like who? That's like Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah. So who you have a raya to Rav, we passed before, like Rav Nachman, that Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, halacha Rav Yehuda. So this is another raya we should pass like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara, no. Amar Apopo Mishmei Derova Loi Levair. I tell you, that we would kavei halacha like them, like Reb Lezer ben Yehuda, only meant to say Levair. This chiddush that he says you're allowed to burn Truma Torah before Shabbos, that's why we paskin like him. That's a chiddush. Even though the Rabbanim say no, don't burn your Truma Torah. Rather wait until it becomes until Shabbos Mamash Shabbos morning, because maybe your kohen will come. On that we paskin know like them that you are allowed to burn it before Shabbos. But maybe, how long of the day are you allowed to eat the chametz? Maybe we don't paskin like this punkt. Maybe we paskin like Ramei in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to eat chametz, maybe up until the beginning of the 6th hour. You're in the whole 5th hour, maybe you're still allowed to eat it. So maybe we have Narayah clearly from here, that we paskin like the Yehuda. We're not talking about how long you can eat the chametz. Ela bebir shoy chaver of chalukin olav shelo yivaru. The chaver when mechulukin said you can't even burn it. Toyrus ad lamacha till tomorrow, and he said no, you can burn it today. So for that much we paskin like him. But there wouldn't be a clear raya that the lach is like a yudin our mishnah. Right. V'yast mar v'yaf Rebbe savula lohod Rav Nachman. Rebbe also holds like Rav Nachman that the halacha is like if you do now Mishnah. That what? That the fifth hour on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, even though it's mutav hanor, and the sixth hour it's also hanor. What's the right? Rebbe holds like this also. The Yom HaRovin Bar Avada. Maise b'yodem echad shehifke diskiya malei chametz eitzel yoichinen chakukoyin. There was a maisa that a person gave a pikodim. That means I'm asking you, please watch for me my bag. This kiyo, Rashi says, it's shnei milois, mokovoi shnei sakim, two sacks, amtochei shel or, two sacks made out of skin, that malaya chomets. Inside these sacks were full of chomets. Reuven gave it to Eitzel Yechon Echukoi. He told them, please hold my sack of chomets for me. Eitzel Yechon Echukoi. V'nikvo akvorim, and the akvorim, Rashi says, v'hoyo nechser, that the akvorim came and started to eat a little bit of chomets. Now, we're talking about right now, it became Erev Pesach. V'chometz b'zoil, and chometz is very cheap right now. The shayla was, do I have a right now to sell his chometz while chometz is still mutar b'hanor? Because I'll save the person money. Like, if the person doesn't come soon, I'm going to have to burn the chometz, get rid of the chometz. So rather than ruining the chametz for him, let me sell it to somebody. I'll sell it to a guy, and I'll get money for him. Even though the person didn't give me a right to sell it. But that's the halacha. I have it because I'm watching somebody else's bag full of chametz. What's better for me to do? Should I hold on to it and hope maybe you'll come? And if he doesn't come, I'll burn it the last second? Or do I have a right better to sell it now? Let me sell it and get money for him. That was the ma'isim. Obolof ne Rebbe. So he said, "Sure, return the first day, the first hour of Pesach." Omalei told him, "Himtim, wait. Maybe the owner will come to you yet. He'll eat the chametz. Let him take care of it." Shania, it came the second hour of the day on Erev Pesach. Omalei, he answered him back again, "Himtim, wait. Don't do anything. Don't sell it yet." Shlishis, it came the third hour of the day Erev Pesach. Omalei, himtim, still wait. Don't do anything yet. Revius, it came the fourth hour of the day. Omalei, himtim, again he said, "Wait. Maybe the owner will come. Don't do anything to his chametz." Chamishis, it came the fifth hour of the day. Omalei, he told him, "Say umoichre b'shuk. You should know right now, go out and sell a b'shuk and get money to it." So it's better to get money for the bialim. He won't lose everything than rather waiting and then he'll have to burn his chametz. So that's what he answered. So he said, "When can you sell it?" The fifth hour, he said. Rashi, omalei, say umoichre b'shuk. B'yoichu muter banor. This fifth hour, it's muter banor. So the more my lavla nochrim, Luchuri told him, "Who can you sell it to? It's the fifth hour now, Erev Pesach." So the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, it's a machlekes now Mishnah. Reb Meir says even a Yisrael is allowed to eat it. It's only Asa Bachila the sixth hour. Reb Yehuda holds no, the fifth hour is Asa for Yisrael to eat it. It's only mutter to sell to a goy. So my lav here at Smashmi told him sell to a goy. So if you have to sell to a goy, it's a raya. That to a Yisrael, it's Asa to eat. Even though you are allowed to sell it to a guy, is a churuk Reb Yehuda. That's a riot like Reb Yehuda. That the fifth hour Erev Pesach, the way we hold, it's mutter b'hanor. You're allowed to sell your chametz to a guy still, even though you're not allowed to eat it. So this should also be a riot that Rabbi Paskin here, like Reb Yehuda. My name, Amar Rabbi Yosef Loili Yisrael. I tell you now, maybe even told them the fifth hour, you could go to the shuk now and sell it to the marketplace, even to a Yisrael. Why? Rabbi Meir. Maybe he holds like Reb Meir. That what? At the fifth hour, it's mutter b'achil even to Yisrael. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said, that can't be. Eli Yisrael, if he meant to say the fifth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, sell to Yisrael, is a chula nishkler l'nafshayim. Why do I have to sell to somebody else? Like, why can't me myself take it? Here was the mice was, I was holding somebody else's pikodin. I'm holding somebody else's bag of chametz. So comes the fifth hour now, he's saying, now, Lachra, you're supposed to sell it. So why do I have to sell it to somebody else? Why can't me myself, he himself, should have taken it and eat it up himself, save himself the bother of going to the shuk and sell it, and he will pay the buyer the money. So Bishlem, if you say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the fifth hour, it's also to Yisrael to eat it. So therefore, who can you sell it to? Only to a guy. It's good why you had to go out and sell it. But if you tell him now, according to Rav Meir, that at the fifth hour you're allowed to eat it, even Yisrael, why didn't he himself eat it? And the Gemara, that's not shver. Mishum chashoda. There's a shayla, there's a locha, mishum chashad, we shouldn't accuse you, people shouldn't think you're being over this gezel. Therefore, you yourself, you're not allowed to buy it. Because we'll be chashad, your people accuse you, think you're taking it too cheap of a price. You're not paying the right price for it. Therefore, since you were holding this pekodin until now, you're not allowed to take it for yourself and pay the baila money. It looks like you're stealing from the baila. The Tanya we learned like this. Kaboy tzedakah. Somebody that goes around collecting money to give out to the niyim. He collects tzedakah. Shein lemaniyim. Lachalik. Then when he goes to give out the money, there's no more niyim in the city. No, they can't find a niyim around. So the lachar is, he collected pruta shel nechoshes, of copper coins. Now copper coins don't stay too long. They get room. So he wants to change them over into silver coins. The locher is per tom liacherim. When he changes them over from copper coins into a silver coin, he has to go to somebody else. Ask somebody else, here, I'm giving you $10 worth of copper. Give me $10 back worth of silver. He has to go to somebody else to do it. Even though he himself has $10 worth of silver coins, he can't change it over himself. Why not? There's a chshad, because if you'll change over the money yourself, people think you're stealing from Sukkim. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it fair. Who are din gaboy tamchui? Gaboy, that means the gaboy, the one that goes around collecting to collect the food. The tamchui rashi, that was a dish of food. They used to give out the food to the aniyim. Shein lem aniyim, they collected the food, and he didn't find any aniyim lechala to give it out to. It is alacha moichin acherim. So the food, you can't stop hold on to the food. It'll get ruined, it'll get rotten, you'll lose the money. So the answer is, go and sell the food to somebody. The loch is, you have to sell it to somebody else. You can't sell it to yourself. In other words, sell this food and get the money, and the money you keep for next week, when you see the aniyim, you go and buy new food, and you give the aniyim this food. But you yourself, you can't do it. Why not? Mishum Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yisem Nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. You have to be nokki, you have to be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. So that means that no yid should have a chash to think you're doing something wrong. So even though here HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you're not doing anything wrong, that's not enough though. You have to do things, you're not allowed to do something that somebody may think that you stole from it. That also you shouldn't do it. Rashi Hashem Yechashduim Shalachim Bezoil. People will think that maybe you did it too cheap. That's the loch. You have to be nokki, you have to make yourself clean, even in the eyes of other people. Even though really you're not doing anything wrong, just they think you're doing something wrong, still there's an inyan to be nokki, be clean from anybody's thought. So therefore, these cases, so the get to us also, where somebody gave you a pekodin, gave you this bag of chametz, hold on to it. So now we're saying it comes the fifth hour. Maybe really you're allowed to sell it to a Yisrael. So why to Yisrael? Why can't you take it for yourself? The Torah says, since you're holding it, we're afraid if you'll take it and value it, you'll value it too cheap, and you won't pay the owner enough money, so we're afraid they'll be like Gezel. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it, you have to sell it to somebody else. But this will not be a riot, though, that he passes like Rav Yehuda. It's possible, maybe passes like Rav Meir. Omale Ravado Barmasno, le Rav Yosef. No, the Feirish or Martalon. The Feirish, you, Rav Yosef, told us that Psham this Meister was, he answered him, Tseyo Moichrom le Nochrim Rav Yehuda. He answered back clearly, wait until the fifth hour, that's the last time, the last hour that Chometz is to Mutav Ano, and then go out and sell it. To who? Dafka to a guy. Why? Because he holds like Rav Yehuda, that the fifth hour, Erev Pesach, Chometz is also Bachilo. So you can't sell it to Yisrael, it's also Bachilo. Therefore, the Yisraelim, Dafka to sell it to a guy. So it's another Raya, we pass like Rav Yehuda. Omer Rav Yosef, Keman Oz Lo Hoshmait, to the Rebbe. Who does this halacha like Rebbe go like? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The quote that Rebbe told this person that's holding the pekodin that you should sell it, there's don't wait till the time to burn the chametz, but rather if you're holding somebody else's pekodin, somebody else's bag of chametz, go and sell it for him, that you'll save him some money. It's better to do that than to have to burn it. Who do you go like? You go like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanan, we learned the Gemara about Mitzvah. Havafkid Peres Etzach Averoi. If somebody gives his friend Peres fruits to watch, I give you Pekodin. Here, watch my fruits. Afilu Hein Avudin. Even if the Bailam doesn't come back and is very hot a long time and the fruits of Mamma is getting ruined, they're getting Avudin, they're getting ruined, they're getting spoiled, it's still the Lachris Laigo Behen. You have no right to touch them, you're not allowed to eat them now and say, I'll pay you the money, or you can't sell them. No. The Bailam gave it to you to hold, you have to hold on to it. His money is getting ruined, so what? It's his, he's losing himself. We have Shimon ben Gamliel, let me know. Moicher in the Bezdin. You have a right to go and sell it now in Bezdin. Mevnei HaShavas HaVeda. Because if I catch, you're returning something to the Bailim. Like this, his fruits are going to get spoiled, not worth a penny. If you take and sell it to somebody, get $10 for it, so you'll be able to give $10 back to the Bailim. It's Zechem Estavra. That's what the Bailim also wants. That's what Shimon ben Gamliel holds. Here also, that the Rebbe told this Yisrael, you're holding somebody's chametz. The last minute, don't keep on holding to it. You'll just have to burn it the next hour. You're better off taking selling it now. So that only goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel and not according to Tanakama. Omalei Abai, Abai says no. V'lav itmer lo, didn't we learn on this machlokes Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama that Omar Rav Bar Bachana, Omar Rav Yechinin, Loi Shonu, where is the machlokes if you're allowed to sell somebody's pikadin or not? When it's getting ruined, it's a machlokes elo v'ichdei chesreinim. There's a certain amount that normally, the longer you hold the peris, the less it's worth. So if it's getting devalued the way it's supposed to, then the Shimon Gamliel says, don't sell it. Anytime there's a very big change, that the peris are being so spoiled now, more than normal manner, then even if Shimon Gamliel is moidim, moichrim bevezdin, you have a right then, as Hashem HaSaveda, to sell the pikadim, and akoponim, you give the bailim, you give the owner back some money. Like here he has a barrel full of apples he gave you to hold, and Mamash a heat wave came and is ruining the apples. So in such a case that the apples are getting ruined altogether, even Rav Shimon Gamliel is moida that you are have a right to sell it and rather give the bailam back the money. So Gemara says, V'chol shchein hocham, and avada, of course, over here in our case, that we're talking about you're holding somebody's you're holding somebody's bags full of chametz. Now it's the fifth hour Erev Pesach. If you hold on to another hour, you're going to have to burn it. Saying the Chachzorin Godum is dead, you have to get rid of this bag altogether. So Pshit, even the contrary of Shimon Gamliel, you would be allowed to sell it right now. As B'chol Shechein Ocha, to Abstein the Lagamri. Here the whole thing is going to be ruined. If you hold on to this bag of chametz another few minutes, you're going to have to burn it. Savada, even the contrary of Shimon Gamliel, you're better, the Eitzer is, go and sell this chametz now to the Goy, that I call upon him, you'll be able to give back to the owner the money that it's worth. What? No, he's got a Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, Lo yigibem. I'm sure you're right. You're right. The Chavim, you're right. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you are allowed to sell it, right. The Chavim say you're not allowed to sell it, right. They're Moida, though, that where the whole thing is being ruined, right, that even the Chavim Moida, you are allowed to sell it, right. But the Mishnah says, V'yaydam Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Chalas. Rabbi Yehuda then said in the Mishnah that there was a takana, that Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to put out two chalas outside for Simon. When it came the fifth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, they took away one. When it came the sixth hour of the day, they took away the second challah. To show us to know that the different deen changed. The fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. And the sixth hour, it's also by no, you have to burn it. More Tony. Tony Tono Kaimed Reb Yehuda. That Agav Itztabo. They used to put the challahs on top of the seat, on top of the Itztabo, as like a little platform. So Agav Itzrashi says, Alakise Mamish. On the seat, it was a platform that people could sit on. So they used to put the bread on the seat itself. Omula, he answered back, the seat is very low. Nobody's going to be able to see it. V'chilatznia nutzarech. Did they put the bread there to hide the bread? Like, what was the purpose they put this bread out there? It was a sign that people should know. When they see they take away one bread, it's the fifth hour. So if you're going to put the bread all the way low on the chair that people sit on, nobody could see it. So he answered back, Tono al gagu itzdebu. No, it was on the roof of the itzdebu. That was a high place, and that everybody could see. So Rashi says, gag hoya benuya lamalu nagishomim. They used to have a gag, a roof, on top of these stools, like. So on top of the roof, that was a high place. That was a good simon. That everybody was able to look up to the base of Mikdash, and they saw. When Kolzaman, two chalas are there, they know you're still allowed to eat chametz. When they see only one challah there, they know you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. When they see two are not there, then they know it's a zman habir, you have to burn it, it's also banu. Omar Rachba, Omar Rav Yehuda. Har Habayis, that's the mountain where the whole Beis HaMikdash was on, is a very wide, I think it's 300 amas by 300 amas, is Satyov Kofel Hoya. There was a chayma, there was a wall, like we have now the Kaisla Maravi, that's the wall going all around the Har Habayis, going all around the mountain. Now, inside the wall, there was Satyav, like these platforms, Kofel Hoya, doubled over. They were like a double platform, one on top of another. Trashi Satyav Kofel Hoya. Itztabo, Soviv, Soviv. They used to have like platforms all around, inside the Chaymer of the Har HaBayis. makefes, going all around. Hovatoichoi sekif oidacher. Within that hekif, there was another one. What does that mean? And Tanya. Tanya namiyochi. Har habayis, all around this har, the har habayis, sati of kofaloya. It was like a double fold of these itzabos, of these platforms, like one on top of another. And Yab Yudhuayma, it's Tavonis Hoysa. Really, it's Tavonis. The Hoysa, Nikra Satyav, Lifnim Satyav. And they called it Satyav Lifnim Satyav, like one platform inside another platform. So Rashi, Kofel Hoya, Hoytzabos, see that's all. But that's the way inside the Chaim, inside the wall, around the Harabayas, they have like these platforms, like stones, like one, then on top of another one, like the, then they bring down. The people went to other regal, they wanted to be able to sit down when they came inside the Harabayas. So that was like platforms you could sit down on, and one on top of another. So all around the Chaimah, there was full of two sets of platforms all around the Chaimah, that the people could sit there when they come to other regal. By the Tzulis. So the Mishnah says that these two chalas they put out there for the simin, they were posel chalas. Psula means you're not allowed to eat them. They have to be burnt up anyway. So Melo, they weighed with them and burnt them first, one the fifth hour, one the sixth hour. So the Mara Amai Psulis, why were these chalas, why were these breads posel? The Chura, these breads, we're talking about lachme toida. These were the breads that they brought with the carbon toida. When you bring a carbon toida, the lachar is, it's not really a carbon shlomim, but it has nitusif on the carbon toida, 40 types of breads you have to bring. Out of the 40, 10 of them are chomets. So now 10 breads that are chomets, is a kasha, why is it psulis? Omer Reb Chanina, mitoich shoyim merubais. Since on Yud Gimel, not Erev Pesach, on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, you're not allowed to bring a korban hatoida. So they used to bring them on the 13th day, Yud Gimel. So on the 13th day, Yud Gimel, there were a lot of toidas, a lot of lechem. Is nifsalas polina. So Pasha, they couldn't eat them up so much in one day. So it came, it was left overnight. The lacha toida is, you're only allowed to eat it that day and that night. It comes already the next morning. On Yud Dalid, Erev Pesach, those lechems are psalina. So they took these lechems that have a psalina on, it was left overnight, and now you're supposed to burn it, so they waited, they didn't burn it till the fifth and sixth hour. Midrashi, Mitoch Shem Rubais, Lachmei Toida B'Shloi Shosa B'Nisim. They used to bring a lot of them on the 13th day of Nisim. Why? Shekol Mishiesh Telahavi Toida B'Rego Meviyah B'Shloi Shosa. Whoever had to bring a carbon Toida, they used to bring it B'Chlau their Kabonas when they went Oyler Regal Zayin. So to bring it on Erev Pesach, you can't do it. We'll soon see why not. So the only time, the latest time you can bring it is Yud Gimel, the 13th day of Nisan. So whoever wanted to bring a carbon toida used to bring it on Yud Gimel Nisan. So there are a lot of lechems. They couldn't finish eating it that day and that night. So the leftover ones were lina. It had a psul nicer on it. Drashin is solos belina. Liv Kaira in the next shell Yud Dalad. When it comes the morning of Erev Pesach, it's nicer. It's left over. It's turned, you have to burn it. Lach me toida the drashi mem chalas. There are 40 chalas there. The Yud Mehem Chometz. Out of the 40, 10 of them were made out of wheat and flour that became Chometz. Shenemar Achalas Lechem Chometz. 10 of them were Chometz. Yeah. So that's why they use these Chalas in Erev Pesach to show the Yam. That when two of them are there, it's still Mutter to eat the Chometz. When one, it's Mutter, and two, it's Asaban. When one, it's Asa to eat, two, it's Asaban already. So the Gemara, the Tanya we learned. Ein Mevi'in Toido B'chag HaMatzis. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Toido on Pesach. Mifnei chometz shebo, because we're saying now that you have to bring 40 lechems with it, and 10 of them are chometz. So pshita, you know, I have chometz on Pesach, so you can't bring the korban toida on Pesach. For the Gemara pshita, you have to tell me that avada. You're not allowed to make chometz. You can't own chometz on Pesach. So how could you bring a korban toida? The pshita can't bring it. Amar avada marava. The chiddush is hocha b'yud dal daskinim. The chiddush is that even on erev Pesach in the morning, when it's still mutter to eat chometz, still you can't bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach. Why not? Uksavar ein mevi'in kodeshim leveisav psul. You're not allowed to bring kodeshim to become posel. In other words, usually a toida, how long are you allowed to eat the lechem, the bread, for that day and that night? If you don't need it by the whole night, the next morning it becomes nice, it becomes posel. If you leave it overnight. Now, if you're going to bring the carbon toida on Erev Pesach, until how long can you eat the lechem? Only until chatzais, that's all. After chatzais, it's also tita midiraisa. So you're taking away the time that you're allowed to eat from a carbon toida. So most probably it'll become nicer much faster. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring kachim. You're causing it now to become nicer much earlier. Because usually the time to eat the lechem is like a 24 hours. You get out from morning till the whole night, you could eat it. But now, because the Erev Pesach is taking away the time to eat it, so it's also to bring the korban on Erev Pesach. Therefore, you're not allowed to bring a korban toida on Erev Pesach. So if you do want to bring a korban toida, when you go to Erev Regel, you have to make sure to be there a day earlier, and Yud Gimel B'Nisan, hey, 2 days before Pesach, that's when you bring a korban toida. So most of the people that come to Erev Regel, they bring their korban when? On the 13th day of Pesach, Lu. Since they have so many lechems, then so many people come to bring it.